Is all music haram?
All singing isn't haram according to the Sharia. Some types of singing are. What we want to define for ourselves is haram singing. When does it become that major sin? وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَحْوَ الْحَدِيثِ. And among mankind are those who purchase idle discourse. Why do they do this? لِيُذِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. To lead astray from the way of Allah without knowledge. In order for music to be haram, there's going to be two conditions for it. The first part was that it was distracting, but the second part is that it's misguiding from the way of Allah. So, lahwi, just in general, means that it's something which distracts me. There's a movie that I'm watching, now I'm entertained, I forget my issues, my problems, that doesn't make it haram. In order for music to be considered haram, it has to be distracting from the way of Allah. The next one, misguiding from the way of Allah. There are two things that it misguides us from. One time is when we're misguided in our beliefs, our aqa'id. So for instance, let's say you have a believer. When they're in the company of other believers, they feel a different way. But if the person gets drowned in music, after a while, and this sometimes happens gradually, the person starts to deviate in their beliefs gradually. The strength that I had in beliefs in the beginning, that's no longer there. The other one is practical misguidance. Practical misguidance is when a song encourages me to perform a certain sin. There are songs, let's say there's a song about suicide. There are other songs about other sins, and this song is encouraging me either to abandon one of the wajibat or to commit a haram act. When we talk about things that are misguiding from the way of Allah, there are three types of misguidance. The first one is the lyrics of the song itself. The lyrics themselves are ones that encourage a certain sin, prevent one from doing a certain wajib, cause doubts and belief. The lyrics themselves are problematic. The next one is the melody. Sometimes the lyrics themselves are okay. Let's say, for instance, the melody, a song which is suitable for dancing, then that's a problem. Sometimes, no, it's not even that. Sometimes it's other states and conditions. So let's say, for example, there's an Muslim, she's not wearing hijab, she was reciting in front of a group of men. Even if the song was okay, that music is forbidden. So all music isn't haram. In order for music to be considered haram, it has to have two conditions. One of them, distracting from the way of Allah. The next one, misguiding from the way of Allah. Either the aqa'id, or in the practice. If it doesn't have those conditions, then it's going to be okay.
Can one listen to haram music if the haram music does not affect them in the ways mentioned? For example, if the music promotes sin, but it doesn't personally make me want to commit sin.
No matter if you're affected or not, if it's forbidden, you can't listen to it.
What if I don't know between me and Allah whether a particular music is haram or not? Can I listen to it?
In that case, it is lawful to listen. Yes, some marajis say still, it's better you don't listen to it. You don't have to go to the edge of haram, but it's halal.